Divine Office, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness fails me ever. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul is leading, and where the verdant pastures grow with food celestial feeding. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he saw in death's dark veil. I fear no ill with you, dear Lord, beside me. Your rod and staff my comfort still, your cross before to guide me. You spread a table in my sight, your unctioned grace bestowing, and oh, a transport flowing. And so through all the length of days, your goodness fails me never. Good Shepherd, may I sing praise within your house forever.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
O Lord, plead my cause against my foes. fight those who fight me. Take up your buckler and shield. Arise to help me. O Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescue the weak from the strong and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather. They gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery and gnash their teeth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng, I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen. Do not be silent. Do not stand afar off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, Great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice all day long, of your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you rescue the poor from their oppressors, and you rose to the aid of your beloved Son against those who unjustly sought his life. Look on your church as we journey to you, that the poor and weak may recognize the help you provide and proclaim your saving act.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
You will hear the word from my mouth.
You will tell others what I have said.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. I am the Lord. This is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. The word of the Lord.
This is my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I take delight.
All nations will hope in his name.
My spirit will rest upon him, and he will teach the nations the meaning of justice.
All nations will hope in his name.
From a letter to Cardinal Barnabo by John Newman, Bishop. Indeed, I have apparently delayed too long in writing to the Holy See the letter promised by the Archbishop of Baltimore in the name of the Council. However, this delay was not without reason, for the Council was scarcely finished, and I was discussing the division of Diocese of Philadelphia and my translation to a new see with one of the fathers of the Council, when the father intimated to me that he did not know whether that could more probably be hoped for, since the Holy See thought that I would resign from the episcopate or wished to resign. In the same way, when the Archbishop of Baltimore informed me of the designation of a coadjutor, he added that in the event that I should persevere in the desire to resign, the Holy See would permit me to give the title of the ecclesiastical property to the same coadjutor. I was no little disturbed by the fear that I had done something that so displeased the Holy Father that my resignation would appear desirable to him. If this be the case, I am prepared without any hesitation to leave the episcopacy. I have taken this burden out of obedience, and I have labored with all my powers to fulfill the duties of my office, and with God's help, as I hope, not without fruit. When the care of temporal things weighed upon my mind, and it seemed to me that my character was little suited for the very cultured world of Philadelphia, I made known to my fellow bishops during the Baltimore Council of 1858 that it seemed appropriate to me to request my translation to one or the other see that was to be erected, namely in the city of Pottsville or in Wilmington, North Carolina. But to give up the episcopal career never entered my mind, although I was conscious of my unworthiness and ineptitude, for things had not come to such a pass that I had one or the other reason out of the six for which a bishop could safely ask the father permission to resign. For a long time I have doubted what should be done. Although my coadjutor has proposed to me that he would take the new see if it is erected, I have thought it much more opportune that I ask the fathers that he be appointed to the see of Philadelphia, since he is much more highly endowed with facility and alacrity concerning the administration of temporal things. Indeed, I am much more accustomed to the country and will be able to care for the people and faithful living in the mountains, in the coal mines, and on the farms, since I would be among them. If, however, it should be displeasing to His Holiness to divide the diocese, I am indeed prepared either to remain in the same condition in which I am at present, or if God so inspires His Holiness to give the whole administration of the diocese to the Most Reverend James Wood, I am equally prepared to resign from the episcopate and go where I may more securely prepare myself for death and for the account which must be rendered to the divine justice. I desire nothing but to fulfill the wish of the Holy Father, whatever it may be. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in the little tasks I gave you. Now I will entrust you with greater ones.
Come and share my joy.
Lord, you gave me 5 coins, and see, I bring you back double.
Come and share my joy.
Let us pray. O God, who called Bishop St. John Newman, renowned for his charity and pastoral service, to shepherd your people in America, grant by his intercession that, as we foster the Christian education of youth and are strengthened by the witness of brotherly love, we may constantly increase the family of your church. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.